Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A federal jury has begun hearing testimony in the trial of Robel Filipos, another friend of accused Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev, as two other friends await sentencing on convictions for removing evidence from Tsarnaev's dorm room on the eve of the manhunt for the suspects. Trial has just started for Filipos for lying to investigators about what he saw that night. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is covering.
Judge Douglas Woodlock told jurors this case is so complex he's breaking with his usual practice and allowing them to take notes if they want. For their part, prosecutors used visual aids, poster boards, photos, and videotapes to make their case that Robel Filipos went to Tsarnaev's dorm room at UMass Dartmouth 3 days after the marathon bombings, that he suspected his friend was involved in the explosions, and later repeatedly told a federal agent he was not in Tsarnaev's room. Assistant U.S. Attorney John Capon told jurors Filipos, quote, created a fiction about his movements on April 18, 2013. That's a key date in the government's case. Earlier that evening, the FBI released photos of the bombing suspects. Hours later, there was a shootout and a manhunt in Watertown. It's between these events that prosecutors say Filipos and two other friends of Tsarnaev went to the suspect's dorm room. One friend was found guilty of taking Tsarnaev's backpack loaded with fireworks and a laptop. The other pleaded guilty to the same charges. Both are awaiting sentencing. Because it was all hands on deck during the first days of the investigation, prosecutors say a special agent with the Department of Transportation was called in to find and interview Robel Filipos. Agent Dwight Schwader testified he spoke to Filipos numerous times by cell phone in the days after the manhunt, but he couldn't get Filipos to acknowledge being in Tsarnaev's dorm room. Schwader describes Filipos as cooperative and says they agreed to meet in a supermarket parking lot in Worcester. Schwader told the jury Filipos again denied being in Tsarnaev's dorm room, so at one point the agent testified he used profanity. After 2 hours of being interrogated in the agent's SUV, Filipos signed the confession. But Filipos' defense attorneys tell a far different story of what happened at UMass Dartmouth and the Worcester parking lot. Attorney Derege Demasi showed jurors a gift-wrapped box with a bow, saying it represented the government's case. It was nicely presented, but then he opened it up, and it was empty. Demasi says his client committed no crime. He does acknowledge Filipos was at UMass Dartmouth days after the bombings, but says Filipos spent 13 straight hours smoking marijuana with friends. At one point, they used a vaporizer as an inhaler. Later, they smoked pot in a car and closed the windows so the smoke couldn't escape. It's called fishbowling, Demasi told jurors. The lawyer says Filipos was, quote, high out of his mind. And he didn't lie, the lawyer says. He didn't tell the agent he wasn't there. He just couldn't remember. As for the confession, the attorney said his client, 19 years old at the time, was terrified and crying when he signed it, only repeating what the agent told him to write. The transportation special agent testified he could have recorded Filipos' confession, but he didn't. Prosecutors now say Azamat Tazayakov, the Tsarnaev friend a jury found guilty of taking items out of the dorm room, will testify against Robel Filipos. From the very first day, Judge Woodlock's prediction this would be a complicated case proved correct. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.